Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's your brother Elohim. Okay. Can't believe I'm up and doing something this time of night. It seems early to some people, but to me, boy, it's late. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning to me. Anyhow, I'd like to welcome those who are online to our Elohim Speaks, and we're talking about the Bible, code book, or religious book. That's the topic today. I'd like to start off with an assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reaping what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment, and I will get what I want, because I want what I want. I'm not a spoiled fan. I got bills to pay, man. You know what I mean? And I can't be running around with all those people trying to blood suck the money and ain't putting no money coming back. That's not reaping what you sow, you know? Anyhow, our slogan is love is the act to make others feel good through one aim and one destiny. So we should have the same aim, the same destiny. If we're going to be making others feel good, that would be the aim and the destiny, you know, to be involved in feel good relationships and feel good situations with our friends and loved ones, okay? Now, we always talk about love for the first 5 minutes of the show. It's always about love. Because I really feel as though that if we don't understand and come together out of love, then we got a real problem. You know, we're not going to be able to get anything done. Now, excuse me, there's things that trigger the love emotion, you know. We're talking about emotion. We're talking about the heart. There's a new on that. That remembers things that's connected to your brain. We're talking about our culture, which is read what you sow. You know, you haven't done something to somebody, you know, and they remember what you did to them, and they don't feel that good about it if it's a bad thing. And if it's a good thing, it's a good thing. They remember that too, you know. And also remember that men and women, they're kind of like speaking different languages. So you have to sit back and try to learn your mate's language or learn your friend's language. If you're dealing with females, learn the language that they speak so you can be able to communicate with each other. And boy, don't they talk about that. We just don't communicate. I have no clue what he's talking about. I don't know what she's talking about, you know. And so we get into that, you know. So today we're just talking about the emotional aspect of it, you know. And I've been shouting for a minute that there's only one emotion. And what happens is that, what happens is that different things trigger an emotional response. But there's only one emotion for every doggone thing, but the level of emotion that gets triggered depends on how important that thing is to you when it happens, you know? Like people that love their money, I mean, love their money, they go broke, they jump out windows, you know? And people might say, that's funny, nobody jump out windows because they'd be broke. Oh, you'd be surprised. You go back into the 20s when they had that depression. People was hitting the pavement hard, you know, coming out of them 2- and 3-story buildings, you know. So it depends on how important it is to you. If a female, that's important to you, you know. Something happens, you know, and that emotion kicks in. You have people to take their own lives because their partner's gone. Something happens to their partner. Same thing with children. Something happens to your children, you know. I mean, you're ready to go off, you know. Somebody do something to your children or your loved one or friend or something, you know, and that emotion kick in because of how close you are to them. You're ready to put somebody in the ground. So everything depends on how important a thing is to you when something happens, you know. In most cases, our lives, it ain't so much the big things, it's the little things that continuously get on your nerves. People saying one thing and doing something else, that will really trigger an emotional response. People misleading other people about you in common terms. People lying on you, you know, saying you've done something that you didn't do, you know. And then you got the grapevine, all of I say, he say, she say, coming back at you, you know what I mean? You get caught up into that. And if that's important to you, then we're dealing with a huge emotional response, you know. So the level of emotion that you draw will depend on how important the thing is to you when it happens, you know. If you're about pride, you know, and somebody disrespects you, you know, it depends on how far you want to go with that. See what I'm saying? You get a little gangbanger on the street, you disrespect the gangbanger, they're ready to put a bullet in it, you know. They disrespect me, you know. So... you know, and then our peer pressure, what you think about what other people think about you. Now, that's very important. If somebody smear or damage your character, you know, that could trigger a huge emotional response. They go into revenge, they do that to me, I'm going to get back at them for this and for that. So everything is very important. So different levels of emotion is triggered how important something is to you. And so that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about emotion. And this is why a lot of gurus or religious gurus will tell you you have to get that emotion under control, which means that you have to not let things bother you. You have to stay calm. You know, you have, sometimes you have to calm people down and say, oh, no, you didn't. Oh, I know you didn't just say that, you know. So you have to calm people down sometimes because they get emotionally out of control. And and a lot of times that will cause a heart attack because the heart pumps hormones. And if you get so emotionally out of control, the heart is trying to pump out the hormones to compensate for what's going on, you know what I mean? It kind of overworks the heart, boom, heart attack, you know? So you have to be careful bothers you and what response you want to get to the things that bother you. Now, a lot of times in school, you have training based on that, especially if you're in business school, you have training based on things like that. So, you know, what to do, what kind of response you give when somebody do this, somebody do that. So all those things are very important, okay? So remember, love is an act that make us feel good, okay? So now let's get into the topic for today. We're talking about the Bible code book or religious book. Now remember, this is an interactive show, so you can hit one, let me know that you have something to say, and you can comment or say anything. I screwed up today. I sent the wrong, I think last week or week before last, I sent the wrong number out. This week I'm sending the wrong time out. Then I had to redo the time, you know, because I was wondering why somebody called me and said, do you need a code or something to get in? I said, no, he was calling right on the air. But a friend of mine called me and said, look, you gave the wrong time, man. I said, oh, man, no wonder people calling me. Has to be, do I need some kind of code or something like that? Those people, first time callers, you know. I'm calling to find out what's going on. But I'm going to have to change my schedule. I think getting up 4 o'clock in the morning trying to do all this stuff is getting to be a little much. But I'm pretty much caught up now, so I can slow down just a little bit, okay? So the topic, Bible code book or religious book. Now, when you think about the Bible and you think about what was done with the Bible, how did these people, I'm talking about the Europeans now, so-called Europeans, how did they go from barely conquering anything to conquering the known world? What did they use? I mean, what did they have that gave them that kind of insight that they can conquer almost the known world with that thing, you know? And once Constantine figured out how powerful that thing was, because he had a general, the general's name was Maurice, bad boy, and Constantine went out to crush the rebellion that the followers of Yahshua, a lot of people don't know that, that the followers of Jesus were launching against him. They were called Gnostics. And St. Maurice was a Gnostic, even though he was like in the closet, not the Gnostic. And the general, when Constantine got out there and saw who he was actually up against, he took his uniform off and told Constantine, look, I can't fight these people, you know? And Constantine realizes that he was one of the most loved generals that he had. This is a black guy. He's one of the most loved generals that he had. Constantine, well, hey, can't do nothing without this guy. So Constantine submitted to the Gnostics. He said, look, man, if you're going to be a part of them, then I'm going to be a part of them too. So the war ended right there, you know? There was no more fighting because once St. Maurice, well, they call him St. Maurice now, once General Maurice sided with the rebels, and Constantine decided that he wasn't going to fight the rebels like that no more, and the war was over. But by that time, Constantine's brother had took control over Rome. He had to go back. He had to go back to Rome to fight to get his seat back as Constantine. So after all this was over with, they set up the Council of Nicaea to look at this thing. Because Constantine's saying, "Oh, if this guy, one of his most beloved general, willing to take off his uniform, treason, with his risk death, because Romans ain't had no problem with stringing somebody up on some wood. They had no problem doing that at all." He says, something got to be important about this book. So they start breaking this book down. And once he broke this book down and realized that it realized the code, the book does give the codes that you can follow in the book to get the power out of the books. Once he realized what the code was, he said, oh, man, look what I got here. And they started to use the book as a religious book, okay? But he knew that he had to keep the people naive to the power in the book. Because if everybody knew how to discern the book, he would have another problem. Nobody would be under his control. Everybody would be out trying to do their own thing like they're doing now. The preachers and the ministers are starting to find out what's going on with the book. And you got thousands of churches set up here because everybody wants that money. Everybody wants that power, you know, that comes from the book. So to limit that, Constantine made sure that the people were focused on the stories and not so much the morals of the story coming from the code. You see what I'm saying? These guys are smart. They knew, especially the Britain and Queen and them. I mean, oh, boy, they really got this thing. Because the Queen hooked up with the Egyptian system in the book, you know? And so she had two things going on. And with the book, they wound up conquering what we call the what was the known world at the time. See what I'm saying? And the British made statements. The sun never sets on the British Empire because they had it going on because of the book. So to say all that, we're going to get into the codes. Now, the main three codes that I want everybody to adhere to, everybody to see, you know, is Psalm 82, right? Let me pull this up a little bit here. Psalm 82. Genesis 1:29, and the story of Joseph. Those are the three main things that will bring you power, okay? The three main things, because the Psalm 82 will keep you from getting spooky, you know? Looking at some guy sitting up there on a chair, looking like Abraham Lincoln, looking down on you, you know? Waiting on somebody to do something for you when you can do it for yourself. That's what Psalm 82 does. Now, what I'm going to do to show you how important Psalm 82 is, every time somebody mentions God in the Bible, they're talking about a man or a woman. That takes the craziness out of it. It ain't spooky. It's, you know, and I'm talking to a lot of people about the story of Mary and Joseph. And when I put the code on that story, I get a whole different response from the story. Because it said that God made Mary pregnant. Well, according to Psalm 82, that was a guy. There wasn't no spirit coming down his Mary. That was a guy, okay? So now, if you know anything about Mary, she was young, but she was very special to the church. In fact, she was a Levite. They wouldn't let her out of the church because she couldn't walk unless the ground was consecrated. That's how special Mary was. So the person that hit Mary, I don't mean literally hit her in the face, but the person that made Mary pregnant was considered a god in the church. That would have to be one of the high priests. So one of the high priests made Mary pregnant, and when they found out about it, that would have caused such a scandal. You know, well, remember, God is a man, okay? When they found out about it, right, that would have been such a problem for the church that they had to cover it up. So what they did, they passed her off to Joseph and told Joseph not to tell nobody. You know, and the same thing's going on in the church today, right now, with the pedophile and all that stuff going on, you know. So that's one of the main keys. And when they talk about let's make man and all that kind of stuff, they're talking about the person in Psalm 82. They're talking about some man doing that, you know what I mean? So when you put that code on, let's say, let's just go to another a story that everybody gets hung up on. Let's go to Moses, right, on the mountain with the bush, okay? God was talking to him. So in Psalm 82, some guy was talking to Moses, right? And how can a guy be up in the sky talking to Moses? When you think about the cloud, right, and you know that our ancestors, they used the cloud formation to hide their ships. Okay, when you think about the rumbling and the thunder, we're talking about the sound of a ship. The light, the bush, if they shine the light on the bush, you know what I mean? This is something that Moses went down with, so they hit the bush with a light. Moses thought the bush was on fire, right? This is how Moses described it. And they were talking to Moses, the speakers. Moses, you know, this is what was going on. See, the code takes the spookiness out of it. You know what I'm saying? Well, what evidence do you have that man was God other than Psalm 82? If you read the story of Moses in Genesis, Jehovah made Moses a god and Aaron the prophet. You see what I'm saying? The whole Bible begins to make sense, and you begin to use it as a code book to help you in your life. All right? Let's do another code. The three things I like, because they're so important. I'm doing a couple more. The ones I'm doing now, I didn't do last week. But I'm going to go back to what I did last week as well, because I think it's very important. While we're sick, have to rely on the pharmaceutical company for healing and all that, and because we're not found on the book. Genesis 1:29, I give you herb and seed-bearing plants for meat, which means we're not supposed to be eating flesh. The meat that the book describes is herbs and fruit-bearing plants. You see what I'm saying? So if we were given herbs, you see what I'm saying, by God in the beginning, why would we consider herbs and the study of herbs witchcraft? This is what they did. You know, they make it like the witches are studying herbs and then cauldrons and all that they're there. But we're supposed to be doing that because we were given the herbs. And the herbs is what keeps you healthy. You know what I'm saying? Once you put the code on everything, everything begins to make sense. And they give it back. Now, they got the code. They give it back to you, but they change the name so you don't know what it is. Oh, I'm a vegetarian. Well, that's what it says in Genesis. You're supposed to be a vegetarian. Oh, I'm a vegan. Well, that's what it says in Genesis. You're supposed to be a vegan. You know what I'm saying? Anything other than fruits and vegetables and herbs are not for you. And now, that's why I said don't follow the enemy's ways. Don't follow the because his ways is eating, oh, man, anything, ants and snakes and spiders, you name it, they're putting it in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? But you were given a restrictive diet to keep you here for a long, long time, you know? But like I said, we're not following the codes of the book. And the books is giving you what you need to get. Now, let's go to Joseph, right? I know I did this last week, too, but these are my three favorite ones I like to do. I'll probably do these every week because these are very important for this day and time. You know what I mean? Because you need to be healthy, all right? You need to know that ain't no spook out there know we're doing anything, that you guys were doing everything, you and your ancestors. Built all that, the sun, the moon, the stars, you put all of it up there according to the code of the book. You know what I'm saying? You just have to figure out how you did it, how they did it, you know, because you're capable of doing all this stuff. Now, let's go to the story of Joseph right quick. I'm not dragging this out because, not the story of Joseph, because we get caught up in the story. Oh, he was put in a hole and the parents didn't treat him right, yada, yada, yada. But what's the moral of the story? The moral of the story is that Joseph, right, he told Pharaoh, eat half the food, save half the food. That's the 50% budget. Wouldn't it be nice to have half the money that you spend all your life? You see what I'm saying? If we get this information early enough, we wouldn't be wasting the money. We'd be stacking. Every month we'd be stacking that money so that you won't be living beyond your means. This is why you can't pay your rent, can't pay your mortgage. Carnage, you're losing cars, you're losing everything because you're living beyond your means. You're not following the code. According to the Bible, you're supposed to be on a 50% budget. Half of your income is supposed to be in the bank for savings, not for spending. And you're supposed to tailor all of your spending, okay, so that only half of your money is being spent every month or every week, however your paycheck is coming in, or every 2 weeks. See what I'm saying? If you did that, you would never be living beyond your means. You got people that are millionaires and go broke, living beyond their means. So it's not just the poor guy on the street or the guy with the 9-to-5 that's living beyond their means. You got millionaires that's living. I watch stories of billionaires that have become broke. Living beyond your means. And if you can't save half of your money, you're living beyond your means. You have to cut something out. Cut something out. If you can't cut nothing out, don't expand. Try to make more money, right, but not to spend. Oh, I'm going to give you some more money because I need a new car. No, that car you got is just fine. Well, that sucker gets you from point A to point B, and you can't save half your money, you do not need a new car. You know what I mean? You don't need nothing. You don't need name brand stuff. You don't need none of that stuff, you know? This is what's going on right now. This is what's going on in the churches. They're using the church, they're using the book as a religious book, and they get you caught up in the nonsensical things in the story, but not taking the power out of the book. See what I'm saying? Now we talk about the black community here in America. Where is your military? Where is your army? How come you're not in control of a military? That would be the story of Abraham. Here you got this guy coming from Chaldea, right? And only him, his wife, and his nephew. All of a sudden, he's traveling throughout the land, and all of a sudden, he got an army to go rescue his nephew. Where did this man get an army from? That's what I'm saying. We're not asking ourselves that question. But he got an army. The army is coming from them respecting the fact that there's no homosexuality. I'm just saying it. I know homosexuals are going to get mad. Oh, Lord have mercy. He's talking about guys being with guys and women. Listen, two men ain't going to make no baby. See what I'm saying? We talk about the tree of life. The tree of life is your children. They give you all this kind of spooky stuff. Oh, the tree of life. Tree of life is your children. Your journey on this planet continues because of these children. That's what I'm saying. Now, this is how Abraham raised an army. It came through the children. That's why it's so important for men to have heir. You know what I'm saying? If you're with somebody and she can't get pregnant, then she should allow you to take another wife, unless it's you. If it's you, then I don't care how many wives you take, it ain't going to make no difference. You know what I'm saying? But it's all about the children, you know? Now, what was so important that we have to learn from Abraham about the children and doing an army? Now, think about it. Abraham was ready to sacrifice one of his children on an altar for God. Now, go back to Psalm 82. We know that this is the guy up here. Some guy's in control of something, and he wanted Abraham to sacrifice his children. Well, how was Abraham going to sacrifice children on the cross, on the altar? What was the altar they talking about? You've been sacrificing your children for 200 years in the military, and what do you have to show for it? You see what I'm saying? I'm a Vietnam veteran myself. I watched my friends and stuff die out there. Parents are sacrificing their children. Are you willing? Ask yourself this question. When the time comes, are you willing to sacrifice your children for what you have? Are you willing to strap guns and train your children to go out there and do what they got to do? You know what I mean? Your children are out there fighting right now, but they don't have a cause to fight for because somebody's teaching you the book wrong, okay? Once you understand the book, then you know how to build your armies, how to do what you have to do, what to train your children for, to make sure your children know how to use weapons. I hear some people say, well, I don't want no weapons in my house. Man, somebody come in your house, the response time from the police, they're going to be done, took whatever they want, knocked you off and gone before you even, if you ain't got no weapons to protect yourself. Somebody come in your house to take something and to mess with you, they're the ones that's supposed to be calling 911, trying to figure out how to get out, how to get away from you. You know what I mean? That's how this thing is supposed to go. You're supposed to protect what you have. You're supposed to be able to protect what you have. And training your children in that particular manner, according to the book, you know what I'm saying? This is where your army is coming from. If you notice in Vietnam, most of the people fighting were young people. Well, the old people out there are carrying on M16s and bazookas. It was the kids. It was young people. I was 19 when I was over there knocking people off. You know what I mean? So, and most of us are young when we go into war. We are sacrificing our children for something that we didn't have control over. And the children come back home, separate drinking fountains and all this kind of stuff they had to go through. You know what I mean? It gets a little tricky. This is why they use the Bible as a code book to get them where they're supposed to go. You follow what I'm saying? This is what I'm telling you. We can go through all of Genesis where it says, let us make this. They threw the word creation in there to throw you off because you can't make something from nothing. That goes against your culture. Your culture is reap what you sow. That's science. And in science, you have to have something to make something. So if you're thinking with that mindset, that takes you back to the uncaused cause. What brought everything into existence in the first place? If the only thing was here was the uncaused cause, what is everything? Everything has to be made out of what the uncaused cause was, which is energy. That takes you right back to your culture. You see what I'm saying? Everything in the universe is made out of energy. So when they talk about who God is and the supreme omnipotent being, anybody, you know, source is not out there making no sun. Source don't need no sun. The sun is made out of what source is. You are made out of what source is. That means you are the universe in an expansion mode. This is why there's no limit to what you can do. What you did 20 years, 40 years ago, think about what you're doing right now. What you did 20 years ago, think about what you're doing right now. And what you're going to be doing in the future. There is no limit to you because there's no limit to what you are made out of. Source energy, if I want to say it. You got the incorporeal entity inside of you with what we call God, you know, and you're dealing with the physical. So I'm just saying, once you start using a code and start having the right mindset about what's going on, all of the teachings of the book opens up to you, everything. You'll be able to see things in a way that you never saw it before. It's absolutely amazing what's really going on. I get a little fired up here. But remember, this is an interactive show. So if you have a comment or you want to say anything, if you disagree, or if you want to say, yo, brother, you out your mind, whatever you want to say, just come. I don't debate the book. I'll give you a chance. You can make your comment. You can make your statement. You can say whatever you have to say. I'm not going to debate you about it because we all don't live in the same place. Spiritually, physically, mentally, we all don't live in the same place. And where you at is where you're supposed to be. That's my motto, okay? But there might be other people on the line who might be where you at, might want to hear what you have to say, you know what I mean? And if you have a church or something and you want to make a comment or give a number or something, if you can come to your church or something, that's fine too. Because in the commercial, we don't charge people for advertising on the show. In fact, that brings me to where we are right now. We are at the commercial point right now. I suppose I've done this on a half an hour so that people who I do a commercial for, you know, they have a chance to listen to it and make a change. You know, there have been some changes made. Let me take a few minutes. So I'm running through it pretty fast, so you can stop me by hitting one. Let me know that if you want me to say a number again, or if you want me to repeat something, I'll stop and I'll repeat it for you if I get too fast. So I do go through this kind of fast, you know, because, you know, like sitting home watching TV, a five-minute commercial come on, oh, man, you ready to go and get some coffee, tea, or something, you know. So we try to go through it pretty fast. You know, it's Elohim 5 Tribes Radio Presents. Let me speak at 8 to 9. I apologize for sending out the wrong time today. I redid it. Every week I do something silly, right? The U.S. time is 8 to 9 U.S. time. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out, and we'll know that you have a comment or something you want to say if you're on the line, okay? We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last four digits of your phone number. So if you have a company or a group and you want to give a shout out, please feel free to do so. We don't mind you promoting your company, and there's no charge, okay? We're only going to be on the radio on Sunday. I wanted to do every day, but that's not going to be possible because I'm pretty worn out, okay? We have released a gospel CD, 911 Jesus Emergency. This is how we support ourselves. We are CD Baby, so if you want to go and purchase a CD or a book that we have on the market, go to Amazon. Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2 is on Amazon right now, so you can get that, okay? The CD is Jesus is Coming. CD, the link is CD Baby/CD/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, okay? And you'll be able to either purchase one song, listen to the song, or you can buy all 10 tracks. It's up to you. Also, we're on YouTube. Just type in Elohim 10 tracks, Jesus is Coming, and the whole album will come up, and you can listen to the whole album right on YouTube. We're on Spotify. Actually, all over the place out there. So you can find it. Send me to find me. On your Wi-Fi, iFi, whatever you're using out there, you should be able to find me, okay? Now, we ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess of the womb. That's right. You sisters out there are very special. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to say something that I haven't said before. So after I make this little announcement. So sisters out there, be mindful of what you dump into. Child you dump might be just the one to get us out of this mess that we have. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. Remember, it takes two to make them. It takes two to take care of them. So you brothers, you got to remind you, we'll be honest with you, saying, hey, when you start hitting it, put a ring on it. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I want to say this here, because I know sisters don't get this kind of information that often. Just because you sleep with somebody, okay, you're still a virgin if you haven't had a child. A virgin is a female that hasn't had a baby yet. So as long as you haven't had your first child, you're still considered a virgin, all right? I just want to throw that out there because they got us all screwed up. Well, if you sleep with somebody and you're the first time having it, so you're cherrying on and all that, you know, the universe. No. As long as you haven't had that first child, you are still a virgin, okay? And that first child that's born is your virgin birth. And that child is born under the Immaculate Conception. I know this ain't the commercial, but I just want to go into this right quick. Because when the egg and the seed comes together, there's a light that enters the egg. And that light starts the egg in motion. That light is not from the mother or the father. Now, you can Google this stuff up because this is 2020. They have videos. I have the video myself where you can watch the light come into the egg. And a scientist right now, I don't know where it comes from, okay? That's the Immaculate Conception. So every child, now listen carefully, every child is born under the Immaculate Conception. Every child is a Christ, and every mother is a Mary. So when you have a sister out there, you know, you hooked up with a female, I want you to know what you got. I want you to know what you have, okay? You have the mother, okay? You have a mother, I don't like using the word creation, but you have the mother, the mother of creation. That's who you have, somebody very special. You're hooked up with a God, okay? And she's hooked up with a God, according to Psalm 82. And that's how you're supposed to be treating each other, okay? I just want to go into that right quick. Let me get back to the commercial. I apologize. I made the commercial a little long. I'm sorry. But these are things that you're not hearing anywhere. Because they've given women this low self-esteem of themselves. Oh, well, men are supposed to be in charge of the house. Fine. But what happens when you leave the house? When you go into, because I'm a champion for females. And I got daughters. And I don't like nobody to put females down. And that's what's been going on in this culture for about at least four or 5,000 years that's been going on. It's been a constant battle between the sexes here. You know what I mean? And our sisters are so powerful and so wonderful. That's what I'm saying. So I champion their cause. That's me. All right? And I found information to let them know who they are, you know? And I want the guys to know who you got. When you hook up with a female, you need to know who you have and how special, how wonderful what you have is, okay? I also have a book on the market, Toronto Cookies, part two. I'm back into the commercial, okay? I just wanted to drop that information, okay? Also, I'm in the carrot bars business. I'm in the gold business, yes. I buy and sell gold. I have carrot bars. So those of you that are interested in carrot bar situations, just give me a call at 215-758-1703. Or you can email me at lchrist@gmail.com, okay? Okay, I also have a website on lchrist.website, e.com/website, okay? Now remember, all you got to do is press 1, and if you want another number or something, if I'm going too fast, just I'll slow down, okay? But I go through this pretty fast. It's like a 5-minute commercial. It's like a long commercial. I want to give a shout-out to Hart Butler for his Black History book. When Rocks Cry Out, I like him because he understands history and he fills in the missing pieces. I also like to give a shout-out to Legacy of the Nation, hosted by Brother Mack and Son. It comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. Their calling number is 319-527-6199. I'm going to say that again, 319-527-6199, okay? They're on Saturday. I'd like to give a shout-out to my sister, Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra Levin. She has a spoken word, and I like the words she speaks. I think you're going to like hearing her speak. So go on YouTube, check her out, and I think you're going to like what she's saying. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Mickey Love Show. She's a spiritual reader. She comes on YouTube, Nikki Love Wuna, okay? The call-in number is 909-749-8626, okay? You can also go to her website, Wunamandinkra, Wunamandinkra, okay, .com, all right? She's a good spiritual advisor. We did a reading. I did spiritual readings myself. I did a reading on her. She did a reading on me. And trust me, I was impressed. And I've been doing it for a long time, you know. Okay, so let me get her calling number again. For those of you who want just a little bit of edge on what's going on, you know, you can give her a call. 909-749-8626. Okay. I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You are the ACL 1918-1929 of the world. They meet every week. For more information, you can contact President Mark P. at 267-822-2320. Okay. I'd like to give a shout out to the UAIA. Now, they're off in Atlanta, building in Africa. Now, that's something to think about. Okay. That's RBG Industries. They make design clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or land, just call 609-638-5828. I'd like to give a shout-out to Sycamore Electronics. Their calling number is 215-909-3352. 195. They'll electric. Anything you need electrically, you can get it from them, okay? And stick my chest out a little bit. That's one of my son's company, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name T. Thornton. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market, so you can Google him at Heaven 2019 T. Thornton. For more information, call 267-259-4077. Actually, he did some of the background on my CD, you know? Thank him for that. He did a really good job. I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Tassiloni Academy, licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. I'd give him a shout-out to God. I stick my chest out again. That's one of my daughter's businesses. Taylor Toss has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 to 6 p.m., okay? I'd also like to give a shout-out to our present naturopathic healer from Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-3864, okay? So if you're sick and I'm not calling one of these guys, you need to be sick. Nobody needs to be sick. So just give them a call and don't worry. Be healthy. Okay. now that that's done, okay, I did a little late, but I got it in, okay? So I've only got about 15 minutes left. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now, remember, this is an interactive show, so if you want to make a comment or say something, just hit one. Let me know that you did. Let me know that you want to make a comment, and I will bring you in right away where you can make a comment, okay? Now, we talk about the Bible being a code, okay, or religious books. I don't know if any of you watch Sunday TV, but I watch Sunday TV, and I watch the children going back and forth. I say children, but they grown. Like going back and forth about the Bible is, and throw the book in the trash, and we don't need that book, and we don't need this book, you know. But they're getting caught up on some of the nonsensical stuff. You watch what they be debating about and what they be arguing about over the book. And based on the way you're arguing about the book, I understand people throwing the book out because they don't understand it. They don't know what it is. They don't know what's going on. They don't know how to get the power out of the book. But it stands to reason, okay, that if the Europeans weren't conquering nothing until they figured out the strength and the power of this book, they adopted this book, learned the codes of this book, and they conquered the known planet. That is, every one of these stories in this book, this whole code, was written by black folk, your ancestors. They would not spend all this time writing something for you that would not help you in the long run, okay? And this is about the long run, because this is longevity, you know? You got to remember, although we're stuck where we are right now, it took the Europeans 800 years to get out from under the Moorish control, because the Moors dominated Britain. 800 years, you know, they colonized. They raised Britain up. So these guys were kind of slow there, but it took them 800 years to get out from under British rule. So once the thing flips, you're not going to get out right away. So you're going to have to rely on your tree of life. What is the tree of life? The tree of life is your children. You're going to have to rely on your children to get us out of this mess. But in order for the children to get us out of this mess, you're going to have to teach them properly, right? Now, I'm a Bible thumper. The Bible's a powerful book, but it's a code book. And if you go in it without using the codes, you get caught up. You got people sitting on the sidewalk babbling out of their mouth because their minds all scrambled because they don't know how to read the book, you know? And you got these big mega churches who sucking up so much money. They could be building communities. They're making enough money that nobody should be sleeping on the street ever, you know? The money that they're coming in, because people are the actual power. You are the power of the planet. What makes you so powerful? According to the book, that first code, you are all gods, okay? Now, they'll hit you with a little g and a big g, but in Hebrew, there were no upper and lowercase letters. So don't fall for that. Then they'll come and say, oh, you are children of the Most High God. But don't say Most High God. If you read the book, it don't relate the Most High to God ever, okay? And don't use those two names in the same sentence, because the Most High is not God. You are God, all right? You are gods and goddesses. Don't belittle yourself calling yourself a queen. Why lower yourself from a god to be a queen or a king? You know what I mean? You're powerful. You're more powerful than any king or queen on the planet. That's basically a system of government when you say king or queen. You're talking about a system of government with family rule, where only your children can become an authority and other people have to serve your children all their lives, all your children's lives. You follow what I'm saying? We fought against all of that. We've been fighting against all that nonsense for a long time, okay? You are gods, you are goddesses. Nobody, I'm saying this very, very strongly, nobody on the planet, period, is more important or greater than what you see in your mirror, okay? The most powerful, that's just what I say to the little ones all the time, my little ones, the most powerful, the most handsome, the most beautiful person in the world is in your mirror. And don't let nobody tell you different, okay? I'm sort of closing out right now. I only got about 10 minutes. But I usually go to my friend and put him on the hot seat every week. So I see his number over there. So I'm going to hold up for a minute. And I'm going to go we'll talk for a minute. Now, remember, this is an interactive show. If you have a comment, you want to say something, you have a church or a business or something that you want to give a shout out to, all you got to do is press 1 on your dial and then let me know that you have a comment or something. And I'll open up your mic so you can have a comment. 1927. You're on the line. Do you have a comment or a statement or something to say today? I didn't put you on the high seat again, though. 1927, are you there? Can you hear me? I hope everything ain't messing up here. Okay. I'm going to leave this mic. Let me close this mic and then open it back up just in case something's wrong with them. But the board looks okay. Yeah, the board, 1927. Okay, 1927 might be here today. Well, he's there, but I don't know what's going on. Maybe the switchboard is not working properly. I don't know, you know. In fact, what I'm going to do, we had a caller last week that wanted to make a comment, but it was at the end of the show, and I didn't get a chance to give that caller a turn to speak. So I'm going to open up that caller's mic and see if they want to speak something today. 7566, do you have a comment or something that you want to say about anything? Or? Okay. Oh, there we go. Oh, I kind of recognize that voice. Good.
Hi.
You want to give a shout out or something? Or, I know you raised your voice last week, but I didn't have time to get you on last week, so.
I appreciate that too, Brother Elohim. I just wanted to, just say hello and peace, greetings, peace and blessings to everyone on your show. I've been listening late these past, months, and your show's always, motivating and just informational. You know, it helps in so many ways after, of course, listening. I always take something away from it, that's positive. So I just want to say thank you and to everyone listening, and tuning in. I hope, we all feel the same way and that we keep listening and supporting Brother Elohim. Just a shout out to my husband over in Tanzania. He's doing the work of Garvey. He's setting up, building a school, housing, just able to have land, purchase land and have it for anyone interested in ever going over to Africa to either visit or, just to tour, do whatever you'd like to go and do. But just to, just say, give my blessings on the on the show and to say hello and greetings to everyone. So thank you for allowing me that time.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the shout out. And that would be the UAIA. UAIA, right. And they're the ones offering this, RBG Industries. And that call in number 609-685-8828. Thank you very much. And I don't know what happened to 1927. Are you back or are you there? Or okay. So
yes, Brother Elohim. Yes.
I thought after commercial you went out and get a drink or something. I don't know. I know you don't drink.
Yeah, I had. Brother Elohim, there are two things that that you're saying that are hard to take because of the propaganda that has taken place ahead of you for hundreds of years. We have been taught that God is a supernatural being up in the sky, and the way to communicate with him is through prayer, but we don't get to commune with him until we die. And it's enlightening, but somewhat confusing to have you point out by way of the very book that gives us that supernatural God, that we individually are gods, and the story of the Immaculate, the story of the Immaculate Birth, and the pointing out that that the interpretation of the term virgin has been misunderstood or misconstrued to mean a woman who has never had sex, wherein you point out that the real meaning of a virgin is that every woman is a virgin until she has her first child. Now, these things are mind-blowing, and I'm so glad that you're bringing to our attention that there's no greater entity than the one that we see in the mirror. Still, it's a concept that has to be accepted, perhaps over time, because just as you can eat an elephant, it usually can't be done in one setting, or maybe even one dozen settings. But bearing that in mind, I want to give you high praise for bringing to us this enlightenment and letting us know that each of us is a God, and that we are individually as great as anybody who has existed and perhaps who will exist. And it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming, but very enlightening. And I guess I could in my oratory by saying thank you for being there for us, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much, brother. I appreciate your comments. And this is Matt from Legacy of the Nation, who's on Saturday. He comes on every Saturday. I'll be on the show this Saturday too. He'll be probably screening some things about history and all that. You know, we only got about a minute left, so what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go ahead and do a closing assertion. What I mean by assertion, since I don't make prayer, I know who I am. I assert into the universe what I want, and it brings it back to me. So I actually get what I want by not praying for it, but letting the universe know this is what I want. And through action and reaction, my thoughts will bring that kind of reaction to me, okay? I have walked the path as divine energy today and did not break the universe and reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. And, you know, just to give a little clarity, Yeshua, who called Jesus, said, he that eats of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I did will you do. So he's letting you know. Now, Jesus is one of my gods, or gods that I deal with, you know what I'm saying? And he's telling us that you can do greater than what he did. You follow what I'm saying? But you have to deal with the teachings. You have to follow the teachings. But the teachings have to be given to you in such a way that it will make you powerful. I've only got about 10 seconds left here, so what I'm going to do, I just want to tell everybody that's on the line right now, thank you for calling in. I appreciate I appreciate y'all calling in and letting me know. But Brother Elohim is not here alone. Thank you so much. And I want to say that I love you very much. And remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. And I will talk to you again next Sunday. Much love, everyone.
Much love.
Much love.